internet is apparently a mess right now.
Yeah, you know, I wrote this piece that you can find on Larry's World, and it's called Like the Country, the Internet is Out of Control. And I was inspired by this Wall Street Journal poll that came out, I think, last week, where 80% of the voters say that the country is out of control. And it struck me that a lot of things are out of control right now. And the internet, which, as you know, I love. I didn't invent it, but I've been using it since forever. I mean, I wrote my first book about the internet in the 80s. And my book failed to have anything about foreign interference in elections or security or any of the other things that are plaguing us right now. But now I just think the misinformation, you know, whether it's how you cook pizza, although I'm not questioning that, maybe that's correct, but the serious misinformation that's out there. And in fact, speaking of pizza, do you remember the Pizzagate rumor from a few years ago when claiming that Hillary Clinton was running a pedophile ring out of a Washington pizza restaurant?
Oh, yeah. I remember that was sent to me in various email attachments.
Well, believe it or not, my wife has some relatives, and she has relatives all the way across the political spectrum from one extreme to the other. One of her relatives actually reposted that last week, recirculating that rumor, you know, about Hillary Clinton and pedophilia in a pizza restaurant. And as I point out in the article, that particular rumor actually inspired somebody to show up at that restaurant with a gun. Thank God nobody was hurt. And then he later admitted that he had, quote, bad intel, i.e. he admitted that maybe there wasn't a pedophile ring operating out of that restaurant. But that kind, these kinds of rumors can literally cost people their lives.
So, Larry,
that's frightening.
Here's my question on this. So whether or not people are right, isn't that part of the whole idea of freedom of speech? And so no one should be policing this aspect of the internet, and buyer beware when it comes to information?
Tend if you ask Mark Zuckerberg or Jack Dorsey, if you ask Mark Zuckerberg, he would absolutely agree with you, I guess. If you ask Jack Dorsey, the CEO of Twitter, he would say we should put up interstitial warnings if somebody very prominent says something that's not only wrong but dangerous. So there's different levels of wrong. If I were to say, I don't know, you know, the sky is blue, but the sky is really gray, maybe I'm wrong, but that's not a big deal. If I were to tell you to drink bleach and I had some credibility, that could cost you your life if you followed my advice. So I think it depends on the type of information. But then we get into this, all of this kind of libel or slander that's going on, you know, where, I mean, this notion, I try not to get political, but the notion that protester, that 75-year-old protester in Buffalo deliberately provoked it and deliberately fell harder so he could become more of a martyr. I mean, these kinds of ridiculous stories that are being circulated and promoted by the President of the United States, that's part of what prompted me to be so upset, because I'm all for the President using Twitter to express his political view. That's fine. If he wants to take a shot at Joe Biden, that's what politicians do. But when he starts doing that, I got a visceral reaction. I think I would feel that way even if I supported him. The idea that a senior official would say those kinds of things online and defame somebody, it just nauseated me.
You know, Larry, the internet is such a weird place because fights break out easier than they do anywhere else in communication, in my opinion. And I think that people want to help correct those when they see something that is blatantly wrong or just or hurtful, but then they're inviting that fight to take place and it can spill onto their page. And we have so many different people who look at other people's social media that I also feel like I've been contacted by folks who say, gosh, so-and-so just posted this on your Facebook page and you don't believe that, do you? I think there's a difficult feeling here, but is the idea we just start unfriending people and unfollowing on Twitter?
Well, I think about this all the time, and I constantly debate whether I want to correct somebody. And it depends on what they're posting. Sometimes I'll do a link to PolitiFact or Snopes or some other, you know, somebody else debunked the myth. Sometimes I'll let it go. And on my feed, so if you were to go to facebook.com/LarryMaggot, go to my feed, and I have an open feed. Anybody can go, you know, everything I do is public. If you want to have a debate, if you want to disagree with me, if you want to disagree with somebody else who's commenting on my page, I'm fine with that. But as soon as you start name-calling and getting really nasty, then I will delete it. Now, other people may leave it up, but I will delete it if you get really nasty, because what I want is a civil discussion. And if you want to go online and tell me why all my ideas are wrong, that's fine. I'll either let it stand, or maybe I'll argue with you, or maybe I'll agree with you. I don't know. I might even thank you if your argument is rational. But if you start calling me or anyone else names, you're gone.
Well, and Larry, you hit on one of my ultimate websites. I've been following this for almost two decades now. Snopes.com is all about proving or disproving those. It started with just weird, urban folklore, and it's really changed into so much more. So you're a regular on Snopes.com?
You know what I do? Whenever I see anything on Facebook, if I'm on a PC that looks, or anywhere, that looks a little fishy, I right-click, I basically highlight a portion of the text, and I right-click, and one of the options will come up because I use to do a search on that text. I do a search on that text, and if it really is fake, inevitably it'll come to Snopes or one of the other fact-checkers. So, yeah, I do use it, and sometimes it turns out to be true. I mean, sometimes these crazy stories actually are true. And, but usually I can spot a fake. It's usually fairly easy to spot. One of the common ones is how Facebook is going to, you have to pay them money or they're going to start selling your information. That's a common one. But political statements as well can be true. Often they're partially true or they're based on some truth or they're inconclusive. But it's good to know one way or the other.
Well, Larry, we always love your expertise, and you can go and find more in this story that he's talking about at larrysworld.com. And of course, I just have to bring this up really quickly. It does seem like there's just more scams and weird stuff happening as well.
Especially with COVID-19, be very careful of any offers that are too good to be true. Items that are impossible to find are probably impossible to find, or if you're going to find them, they may be at an exorbitant price, or they may actually never even deliver them. So do be careful. Not to say that you should only deal with Amazon. You can deal with small merchants, but do a little research to make sure they're legitimate.
Yeah. Larry, thanks so much for your expertise. We always love talking to you.
Thanks so much.
Larry Magid from larrysworld.com.